Scientists are announcing a surprising find from the Arctic. New permafrost is still forming, but it is unlikely to survive beyond the end of the century. That's according to a new study out this week in the publication Geophysical Research Letters. As KUAC's Emily Schwing reports, researchers made the discovery at a lake in Alaska's eastern interior.
12-mile Lake, southwest of Fort Yukon, is disappearing. Over the last three decades, scientists say the lake has lost 15 feet of water.
Across the Arctic, there's a lot of lakes that we know are getting smaller.
Jeffrey McKenzie is a professor at McGill University in Montreal. He and fellow researchers thought that water was draining from the lake bottom.
If you were to image all the permafrost across, say, the Yukon Flats, it almost looks like Swiss cheese, and there's a bunch of holes in the permafrost where lakes are.
Those holes are called taliks. In the summer of 2011 and 12, McKenzie joined scientists with the U.S. Geological Survey to find out why 12 Mile Lake was shrinking.
And the initial part of the study was to think about somehow water from 12 Mile Lake was going downwards through this talc or through this hole in the permafrost and somehow joining the regional groundwater system and then going off to somewhere else, likely the Yukon River.
The team conducted surveys, probed the ground, and used computer models. What they found was that despite a decrease in the water level, it wasn't necessarily draining from the lake.
You have this new shoreline that's continually emerging. Where this new shoreline is emerging, you're getting new bushes and new grasses, new ecology basically forming in these areas. And the particular part of our study that was really interesting is that where willow shrubs started to grow in this new land, below the willow shrubs, permafrost started to form.
McKenzie says there are a number of factors that contribute to this permafrost aggradation.
One is that the willow shrubs act as, basically, they're shading the land surface. So during the summer, there's less incoming solar radiation hitting the ground and warming up the ground in these places. Additionally, the willows extract a lot of water from the ground, so there's less recharge of surface water going into the ground and less snowmelt going into the ground. It's all being consumed by the willows. And there's also some thermodynamic effects as the willows actually extract the water from the ground that helps cool the ground potentially.
In general, permafrost can last for hundreds, even thousands of years. But McKenzie says the new stuff forming at 12 Mile Lake and potentially elsewhere across the Arctic is unlikely to last beyond the end of the century.
Unfortunate element would be that with ongoing climate change, the temperature will continue to rise in Alaska, and especially in central Alaska. We think over the next 100 years or 90 years, the temperature should rise by, is estimated to rise by at least 3 degrees Celsius. And with this rise in temperature, it will basically wipe out any of this new permafrost that will form.
McKenzie says in some locations on the Yukon Flats, bands of young willows could indicate the formation of new permafrost. Researchers plan to expand their study beyond 12 Mile Lake. Funding comes from the U.S. Department of Defense Strategic Environmental Research and Development Program and the USGS. In Fairbanks, I'm Emily Schwing.